You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
Her arrival, so important that Handel wrote a piece of music. I always think, what was Handel thinking that morning? Fun enough in that we've been doing 1 Kings in the evening service. We've had Zadok the priest. He must have been reading 1 Kings in his quiet times, his Bible reading times. And Handel thought, I can write something about this story. But more importantly than that, why is it actually recorded in the Bible in 1 Kings 10? And for the Lord Jesus to speak about the arrival of the Queen of Sheba. Well, look. Let me just show you where Sheba is. There is Sheba down here, the bottom part of Arabia, what we may now call the Yemen. Some people think that actually it might be Ethiopia, but pretty much everybody thinks that this was Sheba. And this queen, the Queen of Sheba, the Queen of the South, came, traveled all the way through this desert of Arabia, all the way up to Jerusalem, because she had heard of a great king in Jerusalem. That's what we're going to be thinking about today. I don't know if the Queen of Sheba was a mother, but we do know that she had a mother. That's the link to the Mothering Sunday today. Okay, so let's hear our first reading. You'll see it on the sheet. And Luke, up you come. And it's from Matthew 12, and it's the Lord Jesus. We're going to have the New Testament first, and then we'll hear about the story from a little bit later from 1 Kings 10. Thank you, Luke. You'll find it on the sheet.
The first reading is from Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 42. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here. The second reading is from 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 to 9, and chapter 23, verse 24. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relation to the name of the Lord, she came to him to test him with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold, and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth you have far exceeded the report I heard. How happy your men must be, how happy your officials who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness. King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth. the whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom God had put in his heart.
Mother's Day today, and I want us just to briefly, if we could have my PowerPoint up again, thank you, think about wise things mums do or say. What wise things do mums say or do for you? And I thought that what we'd do is I would think about my own mum and the wise things that she did or said for me. And so what I'd like is one or two of our young people just to come up. I've got a number of things just to remind me of the wise things that my mum said or did for me. All right? Now, do you want to pick something out? Go right to the bottom. Oh, thank you. Look, a pair of pajamas, my Jim Jams. Now, one of the things my mother used to do is if I didn't go to bed, she would chase me around the house with my pyjamas, which is, I remember with much affection. That's hard to believe, I know, but there you are, right? So that's one thing. She said, you must go to bed on time. You must go to bed on time. What else have we got here? Okay, let's see. A Bible. My parents took me to church every Sunday, and that was a great thing for them to do. Very, very wise and good thing for them to do. Thank you. All right? So that's good. What have we got here? All right. A hairbrush. All right. And this is the hairbrush that I had. My mum would not let me go out the house without having brushed my hair. Very wise. What else have we got here? Look, some broccoli. Very, very wise. She made me eat my vegetables. What else have we got? We've got lots more. We need one to other people. Come on, we need one to other people. Look, matches. She said, don't play with matches. Don't play with matches. Very wise. Okay, what else have we got? All right. Bubble hat. She always made sure, right, when we went out in the cold, that we had a bubble hat on because she, and I've remembered this all my life, where does most of the heat go? Right, the head. So it doesn't matter about coat. No, she made us wear a coat as well, but there you are. All right, what else? Oh, and gloves. Well done, you can have another one. And gloves. What's that? Oh, yeah. Nah. The salt cellar. Now, this was quite before her time, but she told us how bad salt was, all right? And she made us not have any salt, how much salt we wanted. She was a bit of ahead of her time in that. Okay, anything else? Come on, let's have another one. What's that? Just underneath it. Ah, yes. Not just vegetables, but fruit as well. How wise she was. You can have another one. Let's see. One more. Oh, I'm going to fall down. Oh, more fruit. All right? Handkerchief, more vegetables. Anything else? One more. These two are important. One of these will do the job. A toothbrush. I remember one of the things. Yeah, that's right. All right? So lots of wise things. All right? She made me brush my teeth. All right? And she said twice a day. I didn't ignore her on that. My dentist says, are you brushing twice a day now? And I now am. But lots of wise things that she made us do. We're thinking about the Queen of Sheba, who was also wise because she came and heard about the greatest wisdom of her age, of her time. What did the Queen of Sheba hear, the Queen of the South hear? Well, this passage tells us that she heard of King Solomon's fame. Just look at it on the Bible reading. I just want to read this out to you. It's a wonderful story. Verse 1 of 1 Kings 10. When the Queen of Sheba heard about, look, the fame of Solomon and his relation to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. So she heard of King Solomon's fame, of his wise answers and his judgments. But more than that, this is the extraordinary thing. She was A queen from way down in the south of Arabia, a foreign queen who heard about the king of Israel, great King Solomon, about his wisdom, about lots of things, other things we'll see in a moment. But she heard, look, his relation to the name of the Lord, to the name of Yahweh, the one true God, the God of the Bible. She'd heard about that, so she came. She traveled all that distance because she wanted to find out if it was true about King Solomon, his wisdom, his power, his riches, but also about the God who had given this king to his people, who loved his people so much. And so she came, she traveled. She said, I must find out if it's true. So what have you heard that is so great you must see it, or hear it, or have it, or do it? What is it that you've heard that is so great you must have it, or hear it, or see it, or do it? Let me give you an example in my life. Does anyone know what this is? Or where is it? It's at Alton Towers. Anyone know the name of the ride? Oblivion, thank you. And for many years, I'd said to Johnny and Ben, we will go to Alton Towers, and we didn't go. I've told this story before. It got to the age of, Ben was 17. He'd been many times, said, you must go on this brilliant ride. It is absolutely brilliant. It's called Oblivion, Dad. You must go. When are we going to Alton Towers? He was 17, and I thought, before he leaves home, I must go with him. And we went, and I went on Oblivion about 10 times. It was so good. But I'd heard about it. What have you heard that is so great you must see it or hear it or have it or do it? Just have a chat to your neighbour, all right? In your life, what have you heard about that is so great you must see it or hear it or have it or do it? Just have a chat. Okay, well, I don't know what you said. Has anybody been here? Everybody tells me who's been to this place says, you must go. You must go and see it. Who's here seen the Grand Canyon? Somebody. Oh, yeah, a few people have seen the Grand Canyon. Is it worth seeing, Rodney? Absolutely. You see, I've heard it. All right, everybody says, you must go and see it. Julia tells me that I must go to this place in Buxton. Does anyone know what this is? Zero Waste. And Julia's saying, you must go to Zero Waste. Just take your little bottle. You don't need to buy any balsamic vinegar bottles now. It's there. She says she's so excited about it. I've heard about it from her. I must go and take my paper bags and fill them up with stuff. Zero Waste. I think it's called Buxton Zero Waste. That's right, isn't it? Thank you. All right. I've heard about it. I must do it. Now, the Queen of Sheba heard something absolutely fantastic about this great King Solomon. And look what she did. Look what she did. She came. She traveled all that distance with questions to test King Solomon's wisdom. Not test to trick him up, but because she wanted to know the truth. Was he really as wise and as great as she had heard? And look at what it says in verse 3 in the reading from 1 Kings 10. Solomon answered all her questions. Just look at this. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. What a king God had given to his people of Israel, that he answered all the questions. And this foreign queen had come from miles and miles away and travelled all this distance. She'd heard, she came, I must find out if it's true. A foreign queen, not somebody from God's Old Testament people, Israel. And she saw his riches. Verse 4, look at this. When the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon and the palace he'd built a palace, the food on his table, which was fantastic, we know from other places, the seating of his officials. He had government ministers. Who knows how many we will have at the end of this week. But that was the benefit of having a great king who was wise. The attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord. He was devout. He served the Lord, the one true God. And look what it says. She was overwhelmed. She was overwhelmed. It was true. Literally, that phrase is, it took her breath away. Her spirit was taken out of her. She was, wow. She was overwhelmed at this great King Solomon. And wonderfully it says, look at verse 6. She said to the king, the report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. But more than that, look what she did in verses 9 and 10. She didn't just say, wow, King Solomon, you're great. Look what she said, verse 9. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king. Look at that. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has placed you, King Solomon, on the throne to maintain justice and righteousness. A foreign ruler hearing and seeing the wisdom and power and riches of God's king, but more than that, seeing the Lord who loved his king and his people and said, my people will have a king who will rule rightly and with justice. It's extraordinary. Coming from somebody who didn't know anything, wasn't part of God's Old Testament people, came from miles away to see that it was true. Now, King Solomon wasn't perfect. In fact, we're doing 1 Kings in the evening at the moment. Part of the reason it's full of me in my mind. Yeah, various things he began to get wrong. He wasn't perfect. And his reign wouldn't last forever. But he is forerunner of Jesus, even greater, because Jesus is God's son, his perfect son, perfect in wisdom and love. And of course, Jesus would live and reign forever. King Solomon is a forerunner, a foretaste, a shadow of the great king, great David's greater son, who God would send, his own son. Let's stand to sing of Jesus. Solomon, not perfect, but had lots of wisdom, lots of power, lots of government officials, ruled rightly, but he wasn't perfect. In fact, if you read 1 Kings, you'll see he makes lots and lots of mistakes. And of course, he doesn't live forever. Who is going to be the king in God's kingdom who will live forever? Well, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, a super saviour. And in our reading from Matthew, religious people, this is the sad thing, religious people from Israel come to test Jesus with hostile motives. They don't want to believe in Jesus. They don't want to see where all the evidence points. They just want to trick him up and try to persuade people not to trust and follow Jesus. They don't want the truth about Jesus. Unlike the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, she came miles and miles because she wanted to establish the truth. She'd heard, and she came and saw and heard King Solomon's wisdom. And she praised God, the God who'd given King Solomon to his people, because he knew that this God loved his people, that such a good king. Now, Solomon got it wrong, and he's there to remind us that God would send his perfect son, perfect in wisdom and love, one greater than Solomon is here. In that reading, Matthew 12, Jesus says, one greater than Solomon is here. How can you not believe? This queen came from miles away, and you religious leaders right there in front of you, you're just trying to trick and test and deceive people. One greater than Solomon is here. It's a wonderful story. So look at Jesus' wisdom. That's what Jesus is saying to them. Look at the wisdom that I've got. One greater than Solomon is here. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. It's amazing that Solomon answered all her questions, all Queen Sheba's questions, Queen of the South's questions. And Jesus, God's perfect son, perfect in wisdom and truth, can answer our questions, all our questions about who we are and about who God is and how to know him. Isn't that fantastic? One greater than Solomon is here. Those religious leaders should have believed, because after all, look what the Queen of Sheba did, she was from another nation. God had always wanted to bless the nations. Look at Jesus' power over disease and death, his resurrection. We just sung of that. Solomon would die, but King Jesus was raised to life and lives forever. Look at his power. Look at his riches. Jesus is the creator of all things and the heir of all things. One day we will see that fully and finally, that this is the world that he possesses and owns. Look at his goodness and love and grace, serving sinners by dying for them. One greater than Solomon is here. And Jesus says to these religious people, look, the Queen of Sheba came to hear of Solomon's wisdom. Very striking words, he then says, the Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. Well, that's a bit tough, isn't it? But she came and she heard of King Solomon's wisdom. And these religious leaders had Jesus right in front of them, and they just wanted to test him and trick him and deceive the people around them. But the evidence is overwhelming as to who Jesus is. And Jesus says, look, the Queen of the South will rise. She came all the way for Solomon, but you won't respond to the evidence of who Jesus is. Look at his wisdom, look at his power, look at his riches, look at his goodness and love and grace. So, in closing, be challenged. That's what this story is saying. Jesus, as God's king, will judge perfectly. That's what Jesus used the story about the Queen of Sheba to say to the generation that he was speaking to. Have you come to him to receive his love and grace? Have you found out about him? Queen of Sheba came all that distance to find out about King Solomon. It was true. Have you found out about one greater than Solomon? Really is very important, isn't it? Lots of materials at the back, and we run courses to help people find out more about the Lord Jesus. So be challenged. Be encouraged. One greater than Solomon. Jesus Christ is worthy of our complete and steady trust and obedience. Be encouraged. Jesus really is God's perfect king, the one who he raised from death to life to reign forever. It is worth being in his kingdom. It really is. Whatever is going on in the world, this is what really matters, being in his kingdom and giving him our complete and steady trust and obedience. And then lastly, we should be overwhelmed, actually. I mean, actually, the half has never been told about Jesus. One day we will see him in all his glory. He's given us everything that we need to trust and obey him. But the half's not been told about Jesus. And then let's be full of praise for King Jesus, his love and grace to us. He gives us many blessings, doesn't he, on this Mothering Sunday. We do remember many blessings to us, but Above all, let's be full of praise for his love and grace to us as sinners. Let's stand to sing.